from the campus of New Hope Christian College, welcome to Words of New Hope.
So I saw mine coming. When mine started coming, before she even called my name, I jumped over the counter, gave her a big hug and kiss, and said, "Thank you. I appreciate you. You guys are doing so good." She was absolutely embarrassed by this time. She said, "What'd you do that for?" I said, "So you'd remember me." But I was wondering, people don't catch that. We need to start with the oil of gratefulness. When people do something, to simply say, "Thank you. I noticed you did that. Thank you so much."
Aloha, and welcome to Words of New Hope with Dr. Wayne Cordero, pastor of New Hope Christian Fellowship in Honolulu. Do you ever wonder why some people seem to constantly receive God's favor? He just blesses them over and over and over again. Well, today Pastor Wayne is going to show us one of the secrets to receiving some of those blessings and receiving them in a big way. Here he is with a message entitled, Gratefulness and Honor.
Let's take out our notes and our Bibles, and if you're joining us by internet, we want to welcome you. If you ever visit Hawaii, please come and see us. We'll be sure that you feel loved and cared for. Well, let me talk about something that God wants to build in New Hope over this next year, and I want you to see how crucial it is for every single one of us. Often I'm interviewed by young leaders. After having been in ministry for 40 years, they'll ask me this question. If you could have done one thing differently, what would it be? Often I struggle wondering what that would be, but today I have a firm answer, and that is this. I wish I would have learned earlier on how to honor people better. I wish I would have learned earlier on how to show gratefulness instead of disappointment. It's so easy for us to show disappointment, and it's so hard for us to show approval. And we hand it out in a very stingy way. And sometimes we think we're right. If so-and-so would show something deserving of honor, then I'd show some honor. And so instead of showing honor, we show disparagement. And even though I had thought that I was right many of the times, I've looked back over these 40 years of ministry, and whenever I have spoken in one way or another unbecomingly of somebody, it's never in 40 years, even though I thought I was right, it has never, not once, ever resulted in God's favor, God's blessings, or God's provision. Never, never has, never will. Even though I thought I was absolutely right, I look, and for some reason, it has never brought God's favor. Never. And so I'm learning something, and as God was speaking to me, he said, "Wayne, I want us to develop a culture of gratefulness and honor." I want to start in Luke chapter 7, and by the way, you will have received a Bible reading bookmark. Put that in your Bible, and I want to encourage you to read along with me in this new season. But in Luke chapter 7, Jesus enters the house of a man named Simon, not Peter, Simon the Pharisee, who's a skeptic. Wanted to ask him a few questions about this movement. Unbeknownst to Simon or Jesus, a woman with a sketchy reputation enters. Now, it's a customary act of any host to a guest that when you come in, they offer you some water to wash your feet and hands because of the dusty streets of Jerusalem. After that, a towel, and then some oil because of the arid nature of the temperature and the air being so dry. They'll give you some olive oil or some kind of ointment that's unscented, but just kind of puts on your hands and your feet and your face. It just kind of oils things up again. Well, this woman, not having been offered by Simon any oil or water or towel, this woman comes in and she begins to weep at his feet, washes his feet with her tears, wipes them with her hair. And then she brought not just oil, but the most expensive and unique oils are those oils that have been imbued with perfume or a scent. That's a very expensive anointing or oil. She pours this on Jesus. Now, Simon the Pharisee said, if Jesus were really a prophet, he'd know that this woman were a sinner and he wouldn't receive this kind of stuff from her. Jesus turned to Simon and said, Simon, let me tell you a story. Let's say two people owed this one landowner money. One owed him $1 million, the other $100. The landowner forgave them both. Which one do you think now loves the landowner more? The one who owed $100 or the one that owed $1 million, both having been forgiven? Simon said, well, the guy that owed $1 million. Yes. He said, I came into your house and you offered me no customary water for my feet, no towel to wipe it, no oil. But this woman has come and she has washed my feet with her tears and she has wiped my feet with her hair. And let's read at the top of your notes the rest of it. Go. You did not anoint my head with oil, but she has anointed my feet with perfume. For this reason I say to her, her sins, which are many, have been forgiven. For she loved much, but he who is forgiven little loves little. She poured a perfumed oil that went all the way down to his feet. Can we say this? We can say that she gave or poured honor. You could say that she poured honor on Christ. And because of that, he said, your sins are forgiven. Would you write down in your notes, one of the things when you pour gratefulness and you pour honor out on people, it activates God's blessings. Even if it doesn't come from them, when I pour out the oil of gratefulness and the oil of honor, it activates God's blessings. Now, let me tell you the difference between the two. The oil of gratefulness, when you're grateful, when your mother says, say thank you, tell Uncle thank you, it's because something has been done for you or given to you and you benefit from it. And so your response is thank you. That's the oil of gratefulness. It's a response to an act that's beneficent. The oil of honor goes beyond that. It gives someone honor, not because of a task or a deed that they've done on your behalf, but because of who they are, their position, a parent, a leader, because that person is a mentor, that person is a teacher. There is honor due that person. Now, what they would do in the old days is when you were a customary guest, they would give you water and a towel and just unscented oil. But if you were a high-ranking guest or a guest of high honor, they would take oil, not Vaseline or Pennzoil 30 weight, but they would take a certain special oil and mix it with a scent or a fragrance that would be called a perfumed oil. And when that were put on someone, anyone walking by the house would smell this fragrance and they would say, someone is being honored, not just thanked, honored of high rank. And this kind of pouring oil becomes contagious. Everybody gets it. I want to talk about both today. Talk about not only the oil of gratefulness, but the oil of honor. When you're grateful, which we should be, you say thank you. I was at Starbucks just the other day and thinking about this gratefulness part versus honor, and I was just wanting to see how grateful people were. Now, we live in a consumer society, so it's like everything, you owe me. You know, I paid for this, give it to me. And so the baristas were working so hard, and at the end of the counter, the drinks start to come, your latte, your tea, your chai, whatever, and they ask you your name, they put your name on the cup, so when it's ready, they call your name. And so I was wondering how many of these people would show gratefulness. So they would say, John, and the first guy came, just grabbed his cup and left. And the lady said, have a nice day. He just left, nothing. And then the next, Julie got hers. Thank you for, you know, coming. She just turned and left. The third guy, you know, Kimo, thank you, Kimo. Kimo just grabbed it and left. I thought, nobody's saying even thank you. Elizabeth just grabbed it and left. The fifth one, Pastor Rod, he just grabbed it and left. I thought, what is it? So I saw mine coming. When mine started coming, before she even called my name, I jumped over the counter, gave her a big hug and kiss and said, thank you, I appreciate you. You guys are doing so good. She was absolutely embarrassed by this time. She said, what'd you do that for? I said, so you'd remember me. She said, well, at least tell me your name. I said, Ken Silva. But I was wondering, people don't catch that. We need to start with the oil of gratefulness. When people do something, to simply say, thank you. I noticed you did that. Thank you so much. Otherwise, we just take everything for granted. The many volunteers we have, this doesn't just happen every week. There's just hundreds and hundreds of hours that went into just programming that one little thing you saw for 4 minutes. They're just dozens of hours, and people do that behind the scenes, many of them voluntarily. And so when we see them, we get to say, thank you, thank you. That's the oil of gratefulness. But there is something even beyond that called the oil of honor. Honor. That's the perfumed oil. I'd like to tell you the difference between that. And when you give that perfumed oil, it's like everybody can smell it. And there's an atmosphere change. I brought a little citrus here so that you can kind of see what I'm talking about. If we just put my, you know, like a oil in front of this, it's like no big deal. But once we start putting some, here, well, you guys didn't butcher this morning, maybe you guys need some over there and over here. But you'll start to smell a little citrus, and here you go, all right. You see, once you get this little citrus smell, it makes you, it kind of smell like, oh, this is like a orange grove or something. Can you start to smell that? We'll leave the fans on, and after a bit, you're just gonna, that little bit, there's gonna be just a little scent of it, and pretty soon when someone walks by, they're going to say, something of honor is happening here. Something is going on. And you notice just a little bit, and it just starts to waft everywhere. Well, the Bible talks about that oil of honor. And if you give honor, it's going to come back to you. If you give, you cannot receive something you haven't given away. Today, I want to talk to you about the importance of pouring out the perfumed oil of honor. If you give negativity, you cannot expect positiveness in return. If we give out dishonor, we cannot expect honor. If we give out discredit, we cannot receive favor, because you will not receive something you didn't give away, because it's called the law of the harvest. If I plant a corn seed, what am I going to get back? Broccoli? You'll get corn. That's why the scripture says, would you read it with me? Go, give and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over shall men give into your lap. For with the same measure that you measure it, it shall be measured to you again. In other words, you will receive the same way that you give. You will receive the same way that you give. If you're generous with honor, God will be generous with his favor. Now, I'm not talking about flattering people. But when you give genuine gratefulness and honor, God reciprocates. It's Romans chapter 12 that says this in verse 10. It says, show preference to one another in honor. You know what that word to show preference means? That means give someone else the preference. Think about them and not about yourself. Here's what it's saying. Every day, start by saying, who can I pour out the oil of honor upon? Not upon myself. Like, not how am I going to get credit today? No. How can I show preference? In the New Living, it says, take delight in giving honor to people. And in another version, in God's Word, it's a version, it says, outdo one another in showing honor and pouring honor. Another version says, take the lead. Another says, go first. In other words, intentionally set out every day to show honor. And when you do, it activates God's favor and blessing. And when you do, there's a sense of camaraderie that takes place. Isn't that right? When we honor and show gratefulness, it's like everybody loves one another. And God wants to do more. I tell the story of how Aaron came up the driveway one day when he was about 4 years old with a newfound friend in Hilo. His friend's chain had come off the sprocket of his little bicycle. They didn't know what was wrong. They thought it was a major breakdown. And it's fixed very easily with a screwdriver. You just put the chain back on. But he said, Dad, my friend's bike doesn't work anymore. And I looked at it and saw the simple fix, but I thought I'd play with their minds a little bit. So I said, whoa, the gyro has come off of the equator. And then now it is out of kilter. So now the vortex is starting and there's a disequilibrium. He said, whoa, really? I said, yes. Gyrotechnical equipment's going to be needed for this fix. He said, Dad, what are we going to do? I said, you know, it's pretty impossible to fix this stuff, but because you kids look like good kids, I'm going to do the best I can. And Aaron just brightened up and he looked at his friend and he said, watch this. My dad can do anything. And I thought, man, after my kids said that, I wanted to not only fix their bikes, but I wanted to paint flames on it and do streamers and put mag wheels on it. It's like when you show gratefulness and you pour out honor, it's like God wants to do so much more. And in Psalm 133, it says, when we show honor to one another, there is a commanded blessing that results. He says, it's like the oil running off of Aaron, the high priest, and there God commands, not just allows, commands a blessing. And I thought in this new year, we need God to command some blessings and some provision and some favor. So we want to be a part of all of this. We want to make sure that we are giving not only the oil of gratefulness, but the oil of honor. To move from gratefulness to honor. Dan Shima, who is one of our elders at the church, has taught me so much, he and his wife, about just understanding how to honor and to be grateful and show appreciation, to compliment. I fly a lot with them. We go to Japan to our mission churches and to the Philippines. And I noticed that Dan gets the best favors from the flight attendants. They give him extra food. They give him macadamia nuts that are covered with chocolate. They give him extra drinks, coupons. They give him gifts. Even once when he was getting off, they gave him a liter of bottled water. Here, take this with you. And I'm thinking, what am I, chopped liver? Wow. He gets everything. Then I understood why. Because I began to watch him. And he would show special attention to each attendant, thanking them, complimenting them, appreciating them, finding out about their lives, talking with them, encouraging them. And I thought, this man knows how to pour out honor, and in return, he gets favor. It works. Because would you write down number two, not only does it activate God's blessings, but when you learn how to pour out the oil of gratefulness and honor, it activates God's favor. Did you write down? It activates God's favor. Now, what I want you to hear is very important. This is the crux of the message. Here it is. Remember, you cannot receive anything that you haven't given away. That's why it says it's more blessed to than to, because what starts first? The giving, not the taking. We teach in America, consumerism starts first. The kingdom is completely the opposite. Now, here's what he's going to teach us. You cannot give away, whether it's a compliment or honor or gratefulness, you cannot give away anything of godliness wherein you don't now make space that God will not fill himself and enlarge. Remember the law of the harvest. When you plant a corn seed, how many corn seeds do you get back? One? If you plant a grain of rice, do you get one grain back? No. If you plant a kernel of corn, how much corn can you get back? Thousands times more than what you planted. Now watch this. This is just the design of God. When you, in obedience to God, give away something in faith, it leaves a spot or a puka or a space that God promises to fill and enlarge. And that's how you are enlarged, not by keeping or hoarding, but by giving. And guess who gives back? God. But when he gives back, he doesn't give back the exact amount. He enlarges you. And that's how we enlarge as people, as husbands, as wives, as sons, as daughters, as co-workers. Because you look at the people that God is promoting and opening doors for and opportunities. It's people who give, people who honor, people who dishonor. It shuts down. They don't enlarge, even though they think they're hoarding. So it activates God's favor. Now, I want you to hear this. You give a compliment. You give away a blessing, an encouragement. It'll come back to you 10 times more, and it enlarges you and it enlarges others. Here's the principle. You got to catch this. It's coming up on the screen. Let's read it together. Very important. Go. But encourage one another. How often? How often? Okay, remember that. Try it again. But encourage one another daily, as long as it's still called. Okay, when is today finished? Tonight at midnight. So you still have a lot of time. Okay, start from the beginning. But encourage one another as long as it's still called, so that none of you may be hardened by the deceitfulness of sin. Now listen very carefully. Even church people can get slowly hardened because they just keep doing faithful stuff. And after a while, they're still coming to church. We're still serving. But the heart with which we come and the heart with which we serve, the heart with which we are a husband, the heart with which we are a wife is not as supple and sensitive and soft as it was in the beginning. Still a wife, still a saint, still a church member, but the hearts have crusted just a bit. Well, how do we reverse that lest it become so hard that we can be a Christian but are engaging in weird stuff? Because you had to have had a hardened heart for us to act poorly towards one another. So how can we reverse that before it gets too hard? Well, the Bible says, here's what God has given. God has given to every single one of us an encouragement supply. An honor supply that's not for you. It's for you to give away. Very important. Catch this. You've been given an encouragement supply that's not for you. You have to give it away. Now watch. When you give it away, it causes a space that God now promises to fill and enlarge you. And when you give it away, it softens the hearts of people. In a marriage, the love that was there on that altar when you said, I do, was supple and soft. But after many responsibilities and setbacks and financial hurts and kids, after a while, things get a little, harder, a little tougher. You still love, you still are mom, you're still dad, but it's a little tougher. So how do you get that heart, that love, soft again? By what? Encouraging. Encouraging. That's okay. You encourage. You give honor. And when you encourage your spouse, her heart gets soft again. So encourage one another. How often? As long as it's still called. And remember, each of us has a honor supply that's not to be kept, but to be given away. And when you do, it leaves a space for God to fill, and he enlarges you and softens hearts.
You've been listening to part one of a message entitled Gratefulness and Honor by Dr. Wayne Cordero of New Hope Christian Fellowship in Honolulu. We'll bring you the conclusion of this message on tomorrow's broadcast. We invite you to visit our website where you'll find more helpful resources from Pastor Wayne, his books, music, DVDs, podcasts, and much, much more. That web address is www.enewhope.org. Again, that's enewhope.org. Now, for Pastor Wayne, this is Del Gibbs wishing you God's very best and aloha.
What if there were a place where you could discover, develop, and fulfill your dreams? That place is New Hope Christian College.
New Hope Christian College is a place where your teachers really do care about you, they want you to succeed, and they're willing to partner with you to do whatever it takes to make that happen.
The education that I've received at New Hope has really equipped me to graduate market ready.
For more information, go online to newhope.edu or call 1-800-322-2638. New Hope Christian College, a place where dreams are released.